Come on in and set a spell, neighbors. Here's that lovable first lady of the Ozarks, May Kennedy McCord. Good morning, May.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you, Jim Kendrick. How are you this morning, Jim? Okay?
Fine.
We have that funny weather again. For a week, I was cold, and then it turns hot. You could light a match to the weather. Well, it's all right. I'm like Mark Twain said, whatever weather came, that was the weather that suited him. And the poet says, I remember, ere my childhood flitted by, it was cold then in December and hot then in July. Well, that's the way it was. That's the way with me when I was a kid. In the winter, there was freezing. In the summer, there were thaws. But the weather just ain't now at all like what it used to was. That's the truth. Well, everything gets evened up in the long run, doesn't it? Like something I read the other day, it said, nature seems determined to make a man work. The less hair he has to comb, the more face he has to wash. I looked at Jim first. Jim's not bald. He's getting a little bit. My, the bald men now, they land on me. The more hair he has to comb, the less hair he has to comb, the more face he has to wash. Well, life all comes out in the long run. Our good friend and poet Carl Icke up at Deepwater. This is one of his little verses I happened to straggle across last night. Back of every teardrop, back of every sigh, back of every heartache, back of every cry, back of every sorrow, every load of care, back of these, my brother, there's a smile somewhere. How true that is. There's a smile somewhere. There are people who can see the good in everything. Like the little verse by a woman I knew who had lost her only child, a son. She said, good night, my son. I try to smile, but choke with tears that are unshed. I will not think of you as dead, just that you're sleeping for a while. I'll close my eyes and so recall the happy years and save instead pity for those who never had a son and never said, good night, my son. Yeah, that's true, too. I want to say hello again to the good Berry Tour friends going back in their big bus this morning from their grand tour of our Ozarks. It was wonderful to meet you all last Saturday night, and I hope we meet again. It is a small world, and maybe we will. Goodbye, and God bless you, and I send you my love. And now I want to thank those who still send me a few trading stamps. I don't get as many as I did. I don't expect to, but I'm so very grateful for any that I get, and so is Eula. And Eula Wyman is here in the studio this morning with me. She's one of the publicity women for this bus, you know. And the bus is coming along fine. They were up there this weekend, she and her husband, her mother. I wanted to tell you just a few words about Eula and how she ever became interested in this home at Marshall. I've known her a long time, and I've known her mother. Her mother is Miss Anna Schoen. She lives with Eula and her husband. She's a sweet, motherly woman. Well, several years ago, Miss Schoen, out of her great big mother heart, took a little homeless baby boy about 3 months old. And she loved and mothered him. That was what she took him for love. As time went on, it proved that the little one had been injured at birth, and he couldn't talk well, or just couldn't be taught to talk. At least they were afraid he couldn't. It was a light case of cerebral palsy. So when he was about 5, they took him to the home at Marshall. You know, they teach them there as well as keep them. He's 12 now, and a sweet boy, and learning to talk and coming along wonderful. But the dear foster mother, Miss Schoen, and Eula, too, they feel so near to the child, and they have all these years made frequent trips up to Marshall to see little Joe, as they call him. And they love him. And Eula said when they were there last Sunday, he just sat on Mrs. Schoen's lap and said, Mama, Mama, over and over, and hugged her. My, how those children up there want love. She said that all the littler ones began to stretch out their arms to Miss Schoen and Eula every time they go and say, Mama, Mama. What a wonderful thing is that word, Mama, and how they love to think that they have a Mama. My, I wish every child had a Mama. I'm hoping to go up there myself before too long. Eula's going to sing a little song. I've persuaded her to. She doesn't want to, but I've persuaded her. I've heard her sing this, and I like it so much. It fits in here. It's titled, I'm Sending Up My Timber Every Day. And if ever anyone is sending up her timber every day over and over, it's Eula. She does the hard work of this thing. What was it the Irishman said, trying to get his partner to come over to America? You know, he was a hod carrier. He says, we don't work. Says, we just carry the brick and the mortar up there, and the fellow up there does the work. I wonder how much timber you and I are sending up every day to build our mansion. And you've, of course, heard the little story of the rich man who went to heaven, and they showed him his mansion there, and it was just a little dump, we might say. Well, he just had a fit about it. And he said, well, whose is that great fine mansion over yonder? That must be mine, isn't it? You've got things all mixed up. They said, no, that's Mrs. Blake's, the poor widow washerwoman's mansion. We built it out of the material she sent up. And we built yours from the material you sent up. Well, that's a pretty good one, isn't it? So I wanted you to sing this little lovely song because it fits right in here. I think I've got... I sleep with... Every night I sleep too near the air of the window and I take a cold. Well, Eula, here he is.
Thank you, May, for all those nice words. This may be a hallelujah breakdown on this song because I don't sing it as well as I hope I can before too long anyway. I've kind of got a cold. But God bless every one of you for sending in the stamps. We do need them badly, badly. And if you don't have stamps, just send us in a cash donation. We can take that too. So here's my song now, Sending Up My Timber. There's a dream that I dream of my heavenly home, and I know I'm going there someday. Maybe morn, night or noon, I don't know just how soon. But I'm sending up my timber every day. Yes, I'm sending up my timber every day, every day. Then a mansion he will prepare for me. Then I'll join in that land who has gone to that land. That's why I'm sending up my timber every day. Yes, I'm sending up my timber every day, every day. That a mansion he will prepare for me. Then I'll join with my friends who have gone to that land. That's why I'm sending up my timber every day. These stamps that we get are really badly needed. And we can use S&H Green, we can use Gold Bond, we can use Ego, we can use Cooperative, just any kind. The school has made arrangements to cash those stamps in for cash, and that will go in on the bus just as well. And when you go up there and see all of those children, and not only the children, but the older boys and the older girls that are learning to iron and learning some of them to even to set a table and to go out into homes and to learn to make a way of their own. That's what the bus is for. It isn't going just for something to talk about or something to make pretty in the bright lights or something like that. It's really serious. And I want to thank every one of you for what you've already done. And please, please, we do need your help very much. We're getting along fine now, so stay with us until we finish up, and you'll all be glad of it. That timber that you're sending up, that's your stamps, too, that you're sending up, and God knows all about it, and he'll bless you for it, too. Thank you, and God bless you, each one of you.
That's the truth. I'm sending up my timber every day, every day. Wonder if I'm sending up. I hope I am. I think I am. I know. We don't do enough. Remember, at Christmas, they take a whole load of clothing up there for the children. You know, if you have anything you want to give around that time. Well, my time's nearly up, but I had here something I was I was going to read here, if I had time, and I do have time, and where is it? It was a poem by, in this distressed world that we have, you know, it was just a little poem written by Zelda Melton Walker down at Harrison. She's a woman who has been quite famous, a poet, for many years. And she can put things so strikingly and so beautifully. One time she wrote this about their life, she and her fine husband, Mr. Walker, in their little home down near Harrison. She said, "Dear Lord, I thank you for this high blue sky above, that we can look up at the white clouds with no fear of death or destruction. For these everlasting hills around us that do not reverberate with a man-made torture. I thank you for a tiny snug house basking in the morning sunshine. For the fragrance of wood smoke, of sassafras and hickory that rises like incense from a little chimney. For the promise of daffodils and tulips and hyacinths in the spring. For the peace of evening when our day's work is finished. The evening meal, a lamp-lit room, and neighbors who drop in to visit. For firelight shadows flickering on the ceiling when we lie down to sleep. Pity, I pray, other women who do not have this, women in war-torn lands. Pity all those who must live out their days in fear and trembling. I thank thee, Lord, for this peace, and I know that we're indeed blessed, though we are what the world calls poor. Well, my time is up, and I will see you next Saturday, the Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, and thank you, Eula."